and you'd watch these people's hands moving around. Was this a muscular reaction, or was this the beginning, the starting of something trance? Or sometimes they would have this a pad of paper in front of them, and I assumed it was a ballpoint pen, and they would hold it in their hand, and then they would begin to scribble back and forth, mm-hmm. and so making circles, pages and pages and pages. I mean, sometimes for a whole hour, you know, you're going to wear that page out. You keep going over and over again. Obviously, something was happening. Was it the left side of the brain taking over the right side, or the two fighting, or what? Did you develop that way?
We had some of that going on. George Anderson is a well-known medium. There have been several books written about and by George, and if you've ever seen him on television, he does that. He does the circling on a pad. I believe it's just a channeling and a focus point of energy while you're communicating with those on the other side, or with spirit guides. It's a way of kind of staying focused and grounded in the body.
I attended, I think, about a dozen of those just to watch, and about the most psychic thing I ever got out of that was somebody said, you have four flat tires on your car. And I'm thinking, oh, I couldn't possibly, but I did. Somebody slashed my tires in the parking lot.
Oh, no.
Lovely. So, well, it was lovely or not, but it was accurate, you know. I wish they could have been wrong, but
really?
It didn't happen.
Mm.
And so how long did you do the psychic development?
For about 18 months, I went once a week and sat in circle, and we did exactly that. We would say a prayer to protect what we were doing, and then we sat in silence and in darkness and for about an hour to an hour and a half, and then we would kind of compare notes afterwards, what we had seen, what we had experienced, and oftentimes people saw and heard the same thing. Sometimes we even smelled the same scents that would come in very strongly, very briefly, spirit flowers, we called it.
Spirit flowers and these, okay, now how did you know what you were getting was accurate?
Oftentimes we would get messages for others who were in the group, and then we would give it to them and get validation quite frequently about messages that would come through. And it was a matter of just practicing and stretching and learning to trust, which, you know, we're all very intuitive. It's a matter of doing exactly that, learning to trust it and letting your logical left brain get out of the way so that you can trust your first impression.
Okay, trust your first impression. Remember that, because we may be giving some tests here over the year to see just how psychic you are. Okay, and then when did you feel accurate enough to go out publicly?
I've been doing this for about 11 years professionally. I started practicing while I was in the psychic circle back in 1986. But it just gets to the point sometimes where you can't help but do it, because it made such a difference in my life to go to a medium who was able to get contact with my family in spirit. It was such a comfort to me. It was also such a convincing, irrefutable source of proof to me personally that just because the physical body dies, the soul does not. And I thought that if it had helped me and made such a difference in my life, once it turned out that I was given guidance, that I had this ability too, that it was a privilege to be able to help others.
So you use your name, Cheryl Booth.
Mm-hmm.
That's your given name.
That's my given name. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because we had a psychic one on time. Her name was Madame Zenobia. That's what she called herself.
Uh-huh.
And she came up, and she's got the gypsy thing and the big earrings.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, were you really born Madame Zenobia? She said, no, my name is real Cheryl Bernstein. But who's going to come and see someone named Sharon Bernstein? You know, now, Madame Zenobia has got, you know, and she had a picture of the crystal ball, you know. I don't know. She borrowed one probably for the photo.
Sure.
You look deep into it, and there's a message written on the bottom. It says, made in Taiwan.
Right, exactly.
So, I don't know how accurate she was. That there were a lot of people that called in, you know.
Uh-huh.
There are psychics and there are psychos. And
yes, indeed.
You sometimes have to wonder, you've got to differentiate between the two of them.
That's right.
Okay, let's go here now to Ann Albers. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, and you're a Virginia product.
Yes, I am, near Washington, D.C.
Oh, boy, Falls Church.
Yes.
Scene of a lot of Civil War things. You're not one of those ghosts that have come back to haunt people.
I hope not, no.
Oh, okay. All right.
Not as far as I know.
Okay. But you look at the flesh very nice, too. anyway, how did you... you were a psychic child as well?
Well, I was always a sensitive child. At that point, I had no idea about psychic ability or phenomena. I was raised by a physicist and an accountant, both very Catholic. And I went to Catholic school all the way up through college, where I graduated from the University of Notre Dame.
Pater et Filio, yes. Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Five Our Fathers and five Hail Marys. I can see that right
if
now.
If not more. Anyhow, I went into a traditional career. I went into engineering. And about 5 years into it, I thought, you know, I don't love this. God, there must be a better way. There must be something I can do to help people.
A psychic engineer.
Isn't that something? I had to learn about energy.
Has anybody ever talked to you about the pyramids? I wonder, maybe they had some psychic engineers that knew how to build that stuff.
Well, perhaps. Everybody's got a theory there.
Yeah, oh, okay. How unusual. Okay, so you do have a degree in engineering.
Yes, a BS and EE from the University of Notre Dame.
Okay, wow.
And my parents were really surprised when I announced that I was changing careers,
or
of
shocked.
Course. Shocked, yes.
I can see your dead. There goes all that money down
the phone went dead. No, not quite. But seriously, I started praying for a career where I could help people. And I had dreams and visions, and books started literally falling off the shelves in bookstores. And one night I had a dream where a lady
showed
up.
They weren't throwing them at you.
Not as far as I know. I had a dream. A lady appeared and said, "Are you willing to give up life as you know it?" And the next day I was invited to a conference for therapists and healers where I decided to go, and I met a spiritual teacher of mine, apprenticed under her for a year, and I began having all sorts of experiences with the other side. And I had to be pushed out in public because I was a little shy about announcing my career change.
Gene Dixon was in town here a couple of times, and when we get back off this break, we're going to talk about it. Frank Paranowski, your host for Mysteries Around Us, and you're listening to News Radio 620 KTAR. We've got some wonderful people out there called sponsors, and they want to tell us about themselves, too. But we'll be right back. Don't go away. There, well, we're back now. I'm Frank Bernowski, your host for Mysteries Around Us, and I'm talking to Cheryl Booth, a psychic medium, and Ann Elbers. I think she's a psychic three-quarters rather than a medium. Both have different talents, and which we're going to demonstrate in just a few moments. There's a couple of more questions that I really want to ask them. When Cheryl, you related to your parents about you think you're going to go out and help the world, because that's why people do this. They become psychic channels for to pass the word down, and it's not to make billions of money, because there's no money to be made in this business. It's like you just barely meet the rent. You don't know how many checks are going to bounce and so on and so forth. But the idea is to help people. Mm-hmm. And what do they have to say about that?
The people or my parents?
Your parents.
From the other side, well...
Are they
both my parents are deceased, yeah, and they have been in spirit for a long while, and they're guides for me. They're very very supportive of the fact I do this work now, and it's great to do, and people like John Edward on his television show Crossing Over on cable is doing tremendous work in helping people to understand mediumship, and he is very compassionate and very helpful, and I just bless him every time I see him because he's doing tremendous work.
So. And you decided, or you told your folks that you're going to do this, and they said, what did you say your name was again? I don't have that daughter. I mean, she's gone.
No, they had a lot of questions, actually, and it took a while for it to sink in, but my mother has become a convert. She's discovered that she's also been very intuitive her whole life and just didn't know it, and she's now driving around Virginia with the name of her guardian angel on her license plate.
Yay, Mom.
What's the guardian angel's name?
She had a dream, and the guardian angel came and said, "My name is D. Will, D-E-W-I-L-L," and we laughed. She said, "What does that mean?" I said, "Mom, you've always lacked the will to do what's right for yourself."
There you are. Okay, hey, we're going to go to the phones here now. 277-5827, 277-KTAR. Be sure to flip the little 602 in there front, and we're a part of the group here. Do you mind if I put it that
no,
way?
No, that'd be wonderful.
Okay, actually, you're going to be doing the interpretation. Let's go to Don here on, line one in Mesa. Hi, Don.
Hi. How you doing?
Welcome to Mysteries Around Us.
Thank you for taking my call.
Well, certainly.
Ladies, I have a little problem financially. Do you see anything on the horizon that's a little bit better?
A financial problem.
This is Cheryl, Don. I feel that something around the middle of February is really going to shift for you. I'm tuning into around the 12th or the 15th, right around there, and I don't always get that specific of a date, but somebody is wanting to give you a tremendous amount of encouragement. There is a man here. I'm getting an initial W, like the name Walter, William, something like that in spirit. Does that make sense to you, just yes or no?
No.
Okay, this might be a guide then. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
But he's wanting you to hang in there and keep your chin up because he feels that it's really going to improve, and I think Anne might have something to add to that.
There's a connection coming to you through a friend that's going to lead you to a new job. You're going to like it.
Oh, great.
Maybe that's Walter or William. Put that on the back burner, and if that name crosses your path, it'll make sense, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
And thank you for calling. 277-5827, that's our phone number. I'm Frank Bernowski, host for Mysteries Around Us, my psychic show this evening. We got two. Hey, a double barrel. Cheryl Booth and Ann Elbers. Let's go. Hey, Mesa's listening tonight. Hi there, Esther.
Hi.
Welcome to Mysteries Around Us.
Thank you.
How can we help you, sweetie?
Well, I'm wondering what they see for me.
That's a very big, broad question. They might be here a half hour seeing things. Could you limit it to one specific, like romance, finance? Should I get rid of my house, my husband, my dog, or what?
Yes.
All of the above. No. Right? Yeah. I'm teasing.
Yes, oh, my. What would you like to know about?
Well, I'd like to know what they see for me in general.
Okay. Does she have any generals coming into her life?
Say your name again, please.
Esther.
I love that name. Used to be a Lady yes. Esther face powder.
Esther, yes. Do you have a young man in your life, a grown son, perhaps? Or a grandson?
Son-in-law.
Okay. Let me see what's going on here. Now, this may be a little vague, but I pick up something really positive for him that will affect your daughter in a happy way. Possibly a move, but a good one. Now, that could be an actual physical move or a career change
mm-hmm.
coming up for them, but they're going to be real happy about that, and that's going to take some of the worry out of you.
Good.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Okay.
And what's your husband's name?
He's deceased.
Oh, good. He's here. Hold on. I don't mean good as in, but could you tell me his name?
Gil.
Okay, Gil. Hold on. He's trying to tell you that he's getting in shape now.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
He's laughing like you won't... He's joking that you won't recognize him when you see him, but you got a while to go here, okay?
Yes.
He visits you a lot.
Pardon?
He visits you often.
I've wondered about that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for calling, Esther. We've got to go.
Thank you.
277-5827-277-KTAR. Hey, we're breaking at the bottom of the hour for news, but don't go away. Frank Bernowski, host for Mysteries Around Us, and hey, the mystery is about these two young ladies, and let's go to Debbie. You've been waiting here. Debbie, welcome to Mysteries Around Us.
Welcome to you.
Well, hi there.
Hi.
I know this Debbie. This is a super Debbie.
That's right. Be nice to this Debbie.
You got it.
Okay, how are all of you?
Well,
great,
you know, I keep looking at them, and they're looking at me, and I'm looking at them, and have to admit they're better looking than me.
And you're not even psychic.
I know it.
Oh, yes, he is. He's very much so.
Okay, I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
The first one is, do you see me changing residency? I've been living where I'm at now for quite a while, and the neighborhood is really going downhill, and I'd like to find myself in a little bit larger home in a safer neighborhood. And it's kind of one of those, do I stay, do I go, do I find the right house, do I get in debt, and if so, when's all this going to happen?
Okay, how about this? Start looking around in April. Don't bother getting in debt because you don't have to intend it that way. Remember, you have a little control over this situation. So tell God you want one at a decent price. But start looking about third week in April.
Any ideas what direction? Physical direction. North, south, east, west, Glendale?
North, not too far, not too much farther east, but a little bit.
Okay. And then another question I have is, could you tell me who my spirit guide is or who might be watching over me?
Do that, Cheryl?
Is there anybody with a name like Jack or Jackie then spirit for you?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. This has a vibration of a grandfather or possibly a great great uncle to me, and I couldn't give you the names of a lot of my relatives who have passed away, but I got Jack first, so that is what I would go with, and I do feel that he helps you a lot, Debbie, in many different ways.
Now, is this Cheryl who's speaking?
Yes, this is Cheryl.
You were at Frank's class.
Yes, I was.
And I emailed you about this because you had given a reading and you had kind of stated that sometimes you may be off a person or so.
Uh-huh.
And you had given a reading. Up to the point that you named the gentleman, I was sure it was my reading. And then when you named the gentleman, I said, well, I have no relatives by that name. And I got home and discovered that the name you had named him was actually the nickname that he was known by.
Ha, huh, that happens sometimes.
And
well, thanks
so
for sharing.
So the grandfather that you are feeling is correct. You're just off on the name.
Okay, well, that's happened before. That's fine. So I do feel that next year is going to be better for you, though, Debbie. And I concur with what Ann got for you. And I think you're going to get a two-story home this time. I don't know if you have that now, but I do feel
now, wait
that.
Wait a minute. How big of a house is she going to get?
It's
I
not
would like
huge,
a
but
really
it's
big
cute.
House. I'd like 5 bedrooms.
We were talking about maybe a hotel that went out of business here for her.
Oh, okay. my bed and breakfast?
Yes, that's the kind of... You think that she... I think she could make a go of it with a bed
I could
breakfast.
Have a retirement home for psychics.
Oh, we're all for that.
Past and present, they can check in.
That's right.
Yeah, the ones on the other side don't take up as much room.
That's true.
Predict what the menu is going to be for tomorrow. I can just see that. Okay.
Well, thank you for the reading.
Hey, and thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
277-5827. Let's go to Marcy. Hi there, Marcy.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. How
can
we help
you? Thank you very much for taking my call.
Oh, sure.
I have had recent surgery, and I'm having difficulty recovering.
Uh-huh. Sweetie, we don't do health questions.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. We don't know of any doctors that are doing psychic things, and we've got this agreement with them. We don't do health questions.
Okay, then would the other question about my husband and Alzheimer's, that would come under health also?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Are you looking that he has? Has he been adjudged as having or diagnosed?
They diagnose it as probable. This is the only diagnosis they'll give. And he presently is not that bad. I mean, he has some dementia and memory loss, but I was wondering if they foresee anything in the future about how he's going to be.
Do you want to handle that off the air, either one of you, or?
Sure, we could.
Why don't you give her your phone number?
Okay, this is Cheryl. And
Marcy, have you got something to write down with?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay, Marcy, if you give me a call, it's 602.
Okay.
956.
Okay.
5884. And if you give me a call tomorrow or after, and I'll
Anytime,
be happy.
Anytime, special time tomorrow?
No, if you get my voicemail, dear, just let me know when's a good time to call you back, okay?
Thank you so much, Cheryl.
You're very welcome.
Why, sure.
Thank you.
Hey, and thank you for calling. Let's go to Marie in Glendale. Hi, Marie. Welcome to Mysteries About Us.
Hi there. How are you?
Excellent.
Listen, I have questions about two matters, money and my love life.
Romance and finance. That's always
romance and finance.
A good topic. All right. Who's first?
Okay, tell me about this gentleman who's about 5'11", 6', with dark hair. Has he been in your past, or is this somebody you're with now?
Well, I'm not with him, but I'm pretty interested in him.
You're interested. Okay, let me ask more then. Hold on. He's going to try a little too hard when you first meet him, so don't criticize him for that, okay? He's just going to have a big crush on you. Hang in there. They're telling me it could be 16 or 17 months. I know you want it sooner, but this is a good one, so enjoy everybody in the meantime, but that's a good one.
Is she going to be alone at Christmas?
No, there are all sorts of people around you, but I don't think the romance is here quite yet.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
And then finance, Marie, I'm feeling like that is going to take a turn for the better for you in about 4 to 5 months, so hold on till the spring. I don't know that there's a job shift for you so much as perhaps a promotion or a salary, a raise from what you're doing. Are you happy with the work you're doing currently?
I just did a temporary job.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to sell a condo.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay. I think you'll sell it before then. I think what I'm feeling is more of a job shift, perhaps a permanent type of job coming in. I think you're going to sell that condo within about 6 weeks.
Oh, really? Oh, wonderful.
I'm feeling that, yeah.
Time for Christmas.
That'd be a good present, wouldn't it?
So I can go skiing. How about, do you ever do any questions on trips?
Sometimes.
Give us a shot.
Well, I like to ski.
Okay, let's see what we get. January's a good month.
Mm-hmm.
Second or third week in January, take a long weekend.
Okay.
She's going with a group.
Gonna go with a group?
With a group?
About two other people. You're going to have fun. Girlfriends, I think.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, maybe I'll meet him then.
Okay. You haven't met him yet, and you won't meet him till February, I guess. So all the chocolate chip cookies with almonds that you were going to feed him, you can send them up here, okay?
I will do that.
Okay. Talk to you again, Marie.
Okay.
277-5827, 277-KTAR. Let's go to Jennifer. Have we got time before? Yeah, we do have. Hi, Jennifer. Welcome to Mysteries Around Us.
Hi.
How can we help you?
I was wondering, am I doing the right thing with my daughter concerning her father?
Tell me the daughter's first name, please.
Jessica?
Oh, yeah, she's an old soul. She can handle just about anything.
She seems like she's a good kid, you know?
She is.
And I guess the only thing I wanted to know is, am I ever going to marry again?
Definitely, I feel that you will. It might be about 2 or 3 years down the road, and Anne's giving me a thumbs up on that, too, so she's concurring with that time frame. And it won't be that you won't meet somebody until then, but it's you're going to take your time getting to know him, and that's a real good path. And your daughter's really going to like this gentleman, too.
Okay, so we're going to do well with the marriage and all that?
Yep.
Both of us, okay. Okay, great.
Take it easy on marriages, you know what I mean? You only get out of it what you give.
Yeah. Oh, I know. That's why I was worried.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Let's go to Vera in Scottsdale. Hi there. Welcome to Mysteries Around Us.
Hi. Thank you. Vera had to go, but this is Catherine.
Oh, okay.
And Catherine wants me to ask you what she should do for her son, Philip, who seems to be having a lot of confusion in his life.
How old is Philip?
32.
32.
Uh-huh.
And he's confused.
Right.
Welcome to the group.
Well, he's not working, and he has a girlfriend, and he doesn't seem to have any kind of motivation.
Philip likes the outdoors, doesn't he?
Yes.
Tell him to look into getting some sort of job that involves the outdoors, whether that's landscaping, a recreational job, but something that involves the outdoors. He'll be happier there.
All right. Well, he does do some landscaping, but he doesn't seem to be motivated to do too much of it for some reason.
Well, sometimes drawing boundaries and feeling free to say no when somebody isn't real motivated is absolutely perfect motivation.
Mm-hmm.
So you might share that with your friend.
And let him know that landscaping is what he should be doing.
He knows what he should be doing.
It's
just encouraging.
Working.
Yeah. Encourage him. He might as well do something he likes is the point. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Vera.
Thanks to you.
Let's go to Aaron and Tolleson. Hi there. Welcome to Mysteries Around Us.
Hi.
How can we help you?
Okay, I have a story, kind of, that I was hoping you guys could clarify, and then I have a question. I'm only 17, but it's kind of an interesting story.
Okay.
Sometimes, I don't know what this means. I don't even know if it means anything, but I have dreams, and then in a couple of days, I'll have this weird deja vu, like I've been there before, and then I'll recall it. It might have been a dream, and I don't know what that means. Does that mean anything?
Aaron, that's what happened to me when I was a kid. It's precognitive dream, dear, and it's your soul goes ahead and checks out something that you're going to experience, and it does that in order to give you a leg up on it, so to speak, so that you have some advance preparation for how you can respond. You have a choice into how you can respond, so don't let it scare you. It's a gift, actually.
Oh, good.
Okay.
It was making me all nervous.
No, it's all right. It's actually quite common.
Okay, And I have a question. I just want to know what's going to happen to me during this school year. I just want to know.
You a senior this year, then?
No, I'm a junior.
Oh, you're a junior.
You mean academic-wise?
love-wise, academic-wise,
okay.
Everything.
And you want to field that for him?
Well, I felt there are two girls going to be going for you here, so you better be picky.
All right.
I love that. Thank you. We've got a break over here for those people called sponsors. Thanks for calling, Aaron.
You're welcome.
277-58. This on News Radio 620 KTAR. My guests, Cheryl Booth, Ed and Elvers, both are psychic mediums, full size, whatever you want to call them. They're great. You guys are doing a seminar pretty soon.
Yes, we are.
Next Saturday, November 11th. Well,
wait a minute.
Okay.
Easy now. Yeah. Next Saturday.
Yes.
Okay, that's right after Friday. Okay.
Veterans Day, actually.
Oh, that's right, the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where?
It's at the Howard Johnson Express Inn at 4727 East Thomas Road.
Howard Johnson on 47. There's a Howard Johnson there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 4727?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and that's Thomas.
Yep.
When?
9 to 5.
9 to 5? Whoa, that's a long time. What are you going to be doing there? psychic readings for people?
No, we're going to teach them how to learn to do that themselves, if that's what they're into, or just to tune in and be more intuitive. It's a psychic development workshop. They'll be learning how to work with dowsing, with pendulums, and learn about their how to contact their angels and guides and do communication with those who have passed over. And
we'll teach them about the four types of psychic ability, because everyone has some, and this way you can learn to identify yours and build upon your natural talents.
How do we call to get reservations? I assume you're taking them.
We are indeed. You can call either one of us or visit our websites. My phone number, this is Cheryl. My phone number is 602-956-5884.
Okay.
And my website is www.lifeofspirit, all lowercase, lifeofspirit.com. And Ann will tell you how to reach her.
How do they get a hold of you, Ann?
Okay, my phone number is 602-485-1078, and my website is www.visionsofheaven, all one word, .com.
Visions of Heaven starts at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
You want them promptly, be there at 8:30 or 9?
8:30 would be wonderful.
Yeah, that way we can get them all enrolled and checked in. But they should call, too. Space is limited, so they do need to call so we reserve a space for
them. What time do the pastrami sandwiches serve?
Probably around 1 o'clock, and it's their choice of whether it's pastrami or whatever, because there are plenty of places around there to have lunch. So,
I mean, a three-course dinner doesn't come with this.
Maybe down the road when we're doing cruises and things like that.
Okay,
yeah.
That.
We haven't had much time to
how
cook.
Much? How much, guys?
It's $120 per person. Mm-hmm.
And you've got a couple of places yet?
Yep, we have a few spots left open, and if they want to call us, we can hold a spot in a number of ways. We take credit cards or whatever. We'll talk to them about it. Happy to do that.
Let's get Betty over here. She's been waiting since Tuesday. Hi there, Betty. Welcome to Mysteries Around Us.
Hi, it's Wednesday now.
Oh, it was Wednesday. Okay.
Good for you, Betty.
Do you see marriage for me in the future?
I see a long-term relationship for you, Betty. I think it's your call whether it becomes marriage or not. I think you're going to have more control over that than you might realize.
Holy Toledo. Well, you guys, I don't know.
Is there a man around you whose name starts with a D? Is there anyone that you're interested in now, like a David or a Daniel?
No.
Anyone like that in your family that might be crossed over?
No.
No. Then I would say that perhaps this is the name of a gentleman that you're going to meet. You're not involved with anyone currently?
Well, I have a friend. I don't know whether you could call it. Being involved, we're just real good friends.
Okay, I'm going to let Ann talk to you for a minute. She's got something that's come through for you.
Well, I just think somebody might come in and surprise you here.
You think so?
Well, let me put it this way. Your friend is first in line, according to God, but he might just not move fast enough, so we've got somebody else I'm seeing here on the horizon.
Oh?
Yeah.
Who?
The man Cheryl was talking about. Look for him towards the end of next summer.
Next summer?
Uh-huh. August
right.
or so.
Okay, Jill, thank you for calling.
Bye.
Frank Baranowski. Hey, stay tuned for another hour of these wonderful women. We'll hang on here. Let's see. Barb, Carmen, Liz, Lisa. We'll be with you just right after the news. Consider yourself welcome. KTAR is your caring, sharing station. And by golly, Barb, you are a real resourceful person with a lot of patience. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
How can we help you, honey?
Well, I've been widowed for a couple of years, and I just wonder, is there any chance of a nice guy companion in my future?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Both are shaking their heads with thumbs up.
Good.
Now, does he have money? That's the next question.
No, I don't care that much.
Oh, okay.
Just a nice guy for companionship.
And is there a Bob or a Robert?
That was my husband's name.
He is giving you encouragement, Barb, about this. He's saying he doesn't want you to be alone, and he's going to influence this man to come along fairly quickly because he knows that the holidays are not a fun time for you. So I think you might even meet this gentleman sometime right around or just after the holidays, and it feels like an introduction through someone you know.
Okay, I was going to ask you about a guardian angel, so maybe my hubby's...
He's looking out after you. You better believe it. He loves you very much, and he's just fine.
Okay. Becky is arranging this.
How long were you married?
Do you have any names or anything? Can you think of anything?
I get a name like Edward as possibly being connected to it. That might, don't run up and grab the first Edward you meet and say, are you my soulmate? Though it could be that Edward introduces you to Ed or Edward or maybe Ted. There's a name like that associated. And that's just one possibility.
Okay.
He's got a very sweet disposition, might border on a little bit shy, but you're going to love him.
Good. Good, I'm ready. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling.
Goodbye.
Let's go to Gilbert. Hi there, Lisa. Welcome to Mysteries Around Us.
Hi. I just had a couple of questions.
Uh-huh.
I've always been, since I was a child, really kind of, I don't know, intuitive. I don't know if that's the word. I would have dreams and things would happen. And so when I lost someone that was very close to me, I naturally assumed that I would see them or dream about them. And it's been almost 3 years, and I have not heard anything. So I thought maybe you might help me tonight to, to know if they're around me. Or...
Would you like to tap into that person, you mean?
Yeah, just to even know if they're around and they see what's going on and they know,
okay,
know how things are going here.
Yeah, Lisa, I have a mother or grandmother's energy. I don't know if this is who you were hoping for.
No, actually it wasn't. This is a man.
Okay. Is your grandmother in spirit, though?
No, she's here.
I'm okay. Still getting a woman, too,
I
though.
Am, too. It's somebody who's got maternal energy
towards
you.
I have
you.
A feeling it's his mom.
Yeah.
It's his mom in spirit.
I feel her, and I dream about her, and yeah.
And is this your dad, then, that's passed away?
No, it's my grandfather. It's
and be very strong indeed if you just believe in them. And your grandfather has been looking out after you. However, I feel that he's...
He doesn't think he's that good at getting through to dreams.
Yeah.
He's kind of funny. He's a little unsure about his own abilities there. I think maybe you need to talk to him and say, come on, Grandpa, you can
that
do it.
That sounds about like him.
was he real fond of birds? Was he a carpenter or something? Did he build birdhouses and things like that?
Oh, he had birdhouses all over his
Okay,
place.
This is him. He is there, dear. He hears you.
Okay.
All right, don't give up. He hears you. And,
hi, Grandpa.
And yeah.
Give him a little shove every now and then.
Oh,
give him a lot of encouragement.
Definitely. I have one more quick question. Do you see how many children maybe I'm going to have?
Three. We both got three at
That's
the same time.
That's what I always get, too. Good. Do you see maybe what my next one might be, by any chance? Mm-hmm. Boy, girl?
Mm-hmm. We're getting boy.
Oh, excellent.
How far away from the station are you?
come on
down and join the bunch over here. And I would have three psychics going on.
That would be fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For reaffirming everything.
And we're not going to mention chocolate chip cookies at all.
Oh, you know what? They're on the way.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
So many of you have been calling about Dr. McGarry, and we're awfully sorry. We expected Gladys here. Yesterday was the celebration at Rawhide for her, honoring her 50 years in public service here, doing holistic medicine. And we've not heard from her, not been able to contact her. She just might be exhausted. We'll try to get her on at another time. Carol Ann, welcome to KTAR Radio. Hi there. How can we help you?
Oh, I have two questions. One is about my job.
Okay.
I'm starting. My job will be reconfigured starting Tuesday, and I'm concerned about whether it's going to be successful. And the other thing is I just divorced, and I'm concerned about finances and wondered what you see.
Actually, are you getting a bit of a job change, Cheryl, in the future other than this?
Yeah, I feel like you might be getting that, Carol Ann. I feel like maybe there's a 2 or 3 month period here. Is some of your trepidation due to a buyout or some sort of change going on in the company that you're just wondering how secure your job is?
No, I'm a teacher, and I'm embarking on an experimental class alignment on Tuesday.
Okay. I feel like that's all right. I get a go-ahead with that for you, but I think you're going to have another job offer at least. In about 2-3 months, okay?
That would be great. I'm looking for an administrative job and haven't been able to land one, so...
Just hang in there. It's coming. It's just not right here yet.
Okay, but the reconfiguration is going to be okay.
Yeah.
Do you work with little kids? I'm getting elementary age around you.
I'll have a 5, 6, 7 classroom, which is a real unusual alignment.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be fine. Just believe it, protect it, invite the angels to come in and play with you guys. You'll be fine.
And my angels are smiling, saying you'll be fine, but in 7 or 8 months, you'll realize that you're fine.
Okay. That's probably likely. Okay.
That's going to help the finances, too. And there's something to do with preschool children, too. I don't know if you have... ability to write music for kids, too, or something, but there's somebody who might ask you to work with them on a project such as that, and just stay real open.
Okay.
Okay?
I don't usually work with preschoolers, but maybe arts or crafts, would that...
Yes. It could be, yeah, and got, uh-huh. So that's a side project, but it's going to bring you some money, so stay open.
Okay, thanks.
And thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
277-5827, 277-KTAR. Hey, we have a Karen here. Hi, Karen in Tempe.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
How can we help you?
Well, a friend of mine told me about a financial investment opportunity, and I was wondering if I should invest it or my husband and I should invest in this, or would it be a good thing?
Mm-mm.
We're both getting a no.
No?
Yeah.
Okay. What about our daughter? Is there anything you can...
What's her name?
Jennifer.
She's a strong one, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Feisty. Is she trying to figure out what she wants to do right now with her life? Because I get a sense here of somebody who's making decisions awfully early.
Uh-huh.
She's funny. Tell her she's got time.
That's true.
Okay.
Is she only about 11?
No, she's 18.
She's 18.
She's in college, her first year.
Remind her of some of the things she really liked to do when she was about 11 or 12, and I keep seeing her baking. Did she used to love to bake?
Yes, still does.
Okay, that's a way of her thinking and working through things. So someone is suggesting this. There's either an aunt or a grandmother that's suggesting she do that when she's working on problems because it's just kind of a way of keeping her body busy but helping her stay open to getting messages herself.
So when she bakes, she can get...
Why not?
Ideas or?
Why not? I think so.
Yes.
Is that a profession, do you see? Or
No, it's a catalyst.
Okay, for her to think about
That's
what
right.
she might
yeah,
want to do.
When you're doing something like that and you make an extra batch of chocolate chip cookies, that you don't know what it said.
We knew you were going to work it back
he
to that.
He didn't pay
right.
us to say that.
You have to be a Taurus, I mean. No, but sometimes by doing those things, it's like a lot of tarot readers. You stare at the cards, but the cards are just a catalyst that they can, you know, open up for her.
I see. So when she bakes, she should get some ideas. It frees her mind, is that?
Right. It helps her stop worrying so much and focus more on what she enjoys.
Not to worry, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly.
Thank you, Karen.
Great. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye.
277-5827. Hi there, Mike. Welcome to KTAR Radio.
Hey, evening, Frank. Evening, ladies.
Hi, Mike. Hello.
Oh, I just had a question on, well, as usual, job and fun and romance. But tomorrow I have an appointment with a talent agency, and I'm 46, and I always wanted to at least attempt. I mean, a life unexamined is not worth living to me anyway, so I've quit my conventional job, and here I am unemployed and searching, and never been happy with any conventional sort of atmosphere. And so I just thought what you thought of my chances tomorrow, and as far as that goes.
Mike, are you a singer or an actor?
Well, actually, I feel I'm talented. I'm a musician. I play guitar.
I got music with you first. You go for it. Somebody is really very much encouraging you from the spirit side of things.
Yeah.
Is there a Don or a Dan in spirit? That was a musician in the family also. If you don't know, you can find out later. Don't worry about
yeah,
it now.
Okay.
But there, you're being encouraged to do this, and don't give up. If this isn't the right talent agency for you, look at it that way, that not that they're not picking you up, but that there's somebody else that's more appropriate for you and good for you for doing this.
Yeah, I've got to try. And also, romance. Never been married, never had kids, and really not a priority, but wouldn't mind a companion, I guess. But
well, what my angels are telling me is you're about to embark on a 3-year journey. At the end of that time, you're going to be really glad you started this because you're going to be doing with what you love, and you're going to be with a person you love. I feel like she may come with a child, and then you may have one together. I hope that's okay.
Hey, well.
But you're going to be happy about it.
Well, thank you, ladies. Thanks,
you're
Frank.
Welcome. Okay, thank you so much.
Great.
Let's go to, is it Fiona?
It's Fiona.
How do you say it?
Fiona.
Fiona, oh, okay.
Like Brigadoon.
In Brigadoon, Fiona. I love that name.
Hi, how are you?
We're fine.
We're good, thank you.
Okay, what I wanted to know was my daughter, Natasha, has just found out that she's going to be having a baby in June, and I wondered if you could see anything there.
Okay. I get a lot of active energy. When I see that, it's either a boy or a very active little girl, so everybody looks healthy there. I feel like there's a strong bond, actually, between this little one and her grandfather, too, maybe from a past life. They look wonderfully connected.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like that name, Natasha.
Okay.
Yeah, beautiful. So this child comes into the family a bit like a healer in a way to help bring people to some sort of completion and resolution.
Okay, and also my father died 3 years ago, and I wondered if he's ever around me.
Yes, yes, he is quite a lot, and I get like a Joseph sort of a Joseph or George sort of a name with him. I don't know if he maybe had a brother or someone with a name similar to that. I don't feel that was your father's name.
No, that's not my dad.
You don't know that he had anybody in spirit with him with a name like that? But he is definitely around you, Fiona.
Very intelligent man, too, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
He was well-read, well-educated.
Oh, yeah.
And he prided himself on that. And he didn't always acknowledge you for the fact that you're just as intelligent, but you fly by the seat of your pants at times.
Well, he's always trying to tell my mom in a dream something about a green box that is in the house somewhere, and she can never find it.
There's a green box. Did she move shortly after he died?
No.
Is she still in the same house?
Yes.
He's laughing, so I have a feeling it's a symbol rather than something literal.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
And I have a feeling it has something to do with the heart, because in many of the world's symbolisms, the heart energy is green, so it's open her heart and she can hear him a lot better.
Oh. Okay.
That's a great interpretation.
Yeah.
He kept pointing to the heart.
Oh, well, that's good.
Thanks for calling.
It's good to know he's still around.
You got it.
Okay, thank you very
much. Did anybody ever tell you you've got a beautiful voice?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, a lot of people.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go to Carolyn Mesa. Hi, Carol. Welcome to Mysteries Around Us on TTAR Radio.
Good evening. I have a question about a job that I put in for, and I'm wondering if I'm going to get it and if it'll be close to home. That's the first question I have.
Okay.
I feel an answer, yes, that you're going to get a job close to home. I'm not sure if it's the first one, though, because there's a bit of a delay involved.
That would make sense.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be right away. You're going to have to be a little patient. But, yes, you are. And I get somewhere in the time frame of 5 to 6 months. So if it's not the first one, hang in there for the second one.
Okay.
And I don't think it has to do with you being rejected. I have to do more. It's something about the position. There's a little flakiness around the position there.
Oh, okay.
Don't quite know what that means, but you will definitely get a job closer to home.
It might be the salary, too, because Arizona is not noted for high salaries.
Hang in there for the one you want.
That's okay. Right.
And I also have a question. I'm trying to figure out what to do to take in the way of a class. And I've been considering taking an astrology class and wondered if that was a good direction for me to go in.
If that is where your heart is pulled, I think that can be a very enlightening area to explore. I also feel that anything to do with travel opens you up a lot. When you were talking about a job, I don't know if you've ever wanted to work in the travel industry, but I see travel in your future very significantly. So,
I do love to travel.
Yeah, it's good for you. Maybe you'll get a job where you can do some of that, actually. I'm with Anne. I think there's a job coming, but it feels like it's a bit later.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for your help.
Most of those airline jobs are up in the air anyway.
That's true.
Thanks for calling. 277-5827. Hey, we want people want your phone numbers.
Okay, this is Cheryl, and my phone number is 602-956-5884.
Okay, ta-da! Now let's go to Ann.
And my number is 602-485-1078.
Okay, and you do take private appointments?
Yes. We can't usually answer questions on the phone because we're a little busy. So appointment, please, yes.
Yeah, I'll leave a name. And don't call tonight anymore, please. Let's go to Dolores. Okay, hi, Dolores. Welcome to News Radio 620 KTAR. Oh,
good evening, Frank and ladies. I'm so happy to talk to you. I'm unemployed, and I'm wanting to know if you see me getting a job soon. That was my first question. And my second question is, do I have a special guardian who's watching after me? Something special is coming up in February.
Hey, that's a good question.
An anniversary, right?
No, not an anniversary.
Well, somebody is telling me it's like an anniversary of a passing. Does that make sense? Let me see what this means. I get it. Well, I'm not sure what this means yet, but there's a man around you in spirit shaking his head. Yes, yes, I'm watching over you.
Oh, good.
And he's laughing like you should know that. He wouldn't leave you. Is this your husband?
It could be, yes.
Yeah, that's the feeling I got. And he just left. You know, I have to ask you a question that's not related. Do you like arts or pottery or sculpture or anything like that?
Yes.
Good, because he's telling me you should do more of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and especially working with the clay. That seems to be real good for you.
I used to do that.
Okay, well, he's telling you to get out there and do it again because it calms your mind and you'll be able to hear him better when you're doing that.
Oh, good. But what about getting a job?
Okay, let's see if he'll answer. You get anything?
I was getting a name of like Al or an A name of a gentleman around you, too. I don't know that this is your husband, but I feel like there is another energy here for you, Dolores. And have you ever worked with putting together gift baskets, or would that be something that would be of interest to you to work with a company that does that?
Well, I never have.
Okay. I feel like you have a real knack for that, for specializing with things, because I'm seeing like oils, and I wondered at first if this was aromatherapy or whatever, but it's putting together packaging of things for people, specialized gift sort of baskets. So if you hear about something like that, go ahead and check it out. Even though you never have, I feel like you'd really enjoy it. And Anne's going to add to that. I think she got something else maybe for you.
Yeah, I'm just getting the message. Your husband keeps going back to your artistic side, and keep that in mind when you're looking for a job. Look for something that enables you to be creative.
I will.
Okay.
And there's something special coming up in February. Can you tell me if that will be a success?
Okay, let me go back to that. He interrupted me at first. I'm sorry I messed that up. Let's see. Oh, he's laughing like you wouldn't miss a detail.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that make any sense to you? I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, no, not really, but I'm going to be doing something in February that's very, very, very important, and I'm just wondering if it will be a success.
He seems to be giving me the impression that this has been planned out in so much detail it's going to be wonderful.
Oh, good.
And I don't know what that means, but that's just the feeling he's given me.
Oh, well, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Good night, folks.
And
night.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Frank.
Cheryl, Edward has... how about people who can't make Saturday? They can't devote a whole time. Do you ever have any
right,
other classes?
I have... Ann and I both teach classes. I have a mediumship circle on Wednesday nights in my home from 7 to 9, and they can talk with me about that if they give me a call. Again, at 602-956-5884. And I give messages to small groups in my home from people who have crossed over, relatives and so on. And I teach a number of other classes, as does Anne.
And my classes are all listed on my website at www.visionsofheaven.com.
If you don't have a computer, how about when are they listed?
If you'd like to be on my mailing list, please call me at 602-485-1078. Spell your name and leave your address, and I'll put you on my mailing list.
Curtis in Scottsdale, it's your turn.
Hi, this is Curtis.
Yes, sir.
Good evening.
How can we help you?
I've got a lot of things that are kind of up in the air. I had a business that was going really good, and I enjoyed it, and things seem to really have been slow lately. And I'm just wondering, you know, what you see for me in my future.
It's just a dip, Curtis. Ride it out. 3-4 months, you'll be sailing again. You're not going to go under, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be a little lean, but it's going to pick right back up. You just needed a little rest, basically.
And did someone who was assisting you, Curtis, leave recently, too? Or is there somebody else who's been helping you with this who hasn't been real present or real active?
I pretty much do it on my own.
Do you? Okay, there's somebody around you whose energy I feel has been draining you a bit, so maybe it's a friend or someone else you've been confiding in, and if there's it's a gentleman. If there's someone like that, I would say just go ahead and steer clear of that person for a while, because you need to be around positive people, and I agree with Anne. It's gonna take an upswing.
I have some big financial things coming up. Do you see anything for that?
Real quick, I just feel it's going to be a little shaky. Hang on, you'll weather them just fine. They're going to come through, but... might not look like it.
Time will tell, huh?
Yes, they will, but it's going to look a little shaky for a while.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, sir.
Thank you very much.
277-5827, 277-KTIR. We have two psychics, Cheryl Booth and Ann Albers, and we'll be right back. Thank you, Bernoski, your host for Mysteries Around Us. And, hey, we're back for the last final half hour. So many of you have called and trying to get a hold of Dr. McGarry, and you expected her. And, hey, so did we. Gladys is a wonderful woman, and she's given 50 years of her life to holistic medicine. And there's so much to talk about the Edgar Casey. We're going to try to reschedule here for another program, so don't worry about it, okay? Let's go to Tom here. Tom, welcome to Mysteries Around Us on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Yes, hi. Very interesting program.
Well, thank you, sir.
My wife has been having a very severe drug problem, and I just wonder what you see in the future for her and for our family.
Okay. Ladies, what are you picking up?
Go ahead, Ann.
I'm getting the feeling that it could take another 2 years to get through this, but that she'll actually come out strong if you decide to write it out. Now, of course, you don't have to, but... If you want to stay with her, it's going to take about 2 years for her to get through this.
I do want to stay with her.
Good.
It's going
to take about 2 years. You're going to have to do some tough love for a while.
Yes, we've been going through that. And also, I was wondering, for a number of reasons, I've been wondering about the future of my business. And I'm wondering what you see in the future for that.
It's Tom, is it?
Yes.
Okay, Tom, I feel that your business is going to get better over the next 2 years, and that's part of this tough love that's going to happen because your attention is actually going to be focused elsewhere, and she's going to have to start taking some more responsibility for herself. You need a little bit of a break, so the business is going to be a bit of a distraction, but it's going to be a lucrative one in the long run, so hang in there. And does she have a sister, or do you have a sister that's close to her?
No.
Is there a friend who's like a sister who's able to help reinforce this? Okay, that lady's going to become more significant in her life and take some of this responsibility off of you.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
And just finally, for my children, do you see a decent future ahead for them?
Who's your little boy?
I have two girls.
Oh, is one of them a little tomboy?
Yes.
Okay, what's her name?
Julia.
I'm sorry, Julia. I didn't mean to call you a boy. Okay, hold on. She's very entrepreneurial herself. I wouldn't be surprised if she ends up starting her own business someday.
Okay.
And who's the other one?
Her name is Lauren.
Lauren, very sensitive soul, huh?
Yes.
Very sweet. After the family unit becomes stronger, I think you're going to watch her transform like a butterfly. I just feel that she has a lot of concern for both of you, and when everything gets a lot more stable, secure, she's going to be greatly inspired, and you'll watch her blossom then.
That's great.
Beautiful girl.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, Tom, for calling.
Thank you.
277-5827, 277-KTAR. I'm Frank Baranowski, your host for Mysteries Around Us, and tonight we have two young ladies, Cheryl Booth and Ann Albers, and as you can see, both of them are not mediums, but full-size. Let's go to Rocky. Hi there, Rocky. Welcome to Mysteries Around Us.
Thank you. Hi. How is everyone tonight?
How can we help you?
My grandmother, we had a kind of relationship that I thought that was pretty good.
Okay.
She's passed away. Do you...
Can we pick up anything on her?
Yeah.
Okay. Could you give her her name?
Her name was Flora.
Flora. All right.
She's very excitable. Very energetic.
Very.
I mean, up in heaven, at least, she's very energetic. She can't sit still.
She was a...
And she wants to give you more energy. You've been a little tired lately?
Yes. I've been stressing out about finding work.
Okay. Hold on here.
That kind of leads to my next
one. Okay. Hold on. She's up there. Are you getting her, Cheryl?
Yeah, did she love to play cards, Rocky?
Yes.
Yeah, she's putting down playing cards for you, and she's saying, honey, your luck's getting ready to turn. Don't give up.
I don't want to take up too much time. I did go on an interview for a job that seems good, a real career opportunity, not just a job. I had that interview last Monday. What do you think of that?
I feel like it's good somebody's giving me a 10, so I would say around the 10th, which is Friday, I think you're going to hear back by then. And I feel positive about it for you.
I feel good, too.
Mm-hmm. It sounded like I really hit it off with both the people I interviewed with. And also, can I ask you something real quick? There's this girl I keep running into school. What's the story with her?
You're going to have to get over a little shyness there, huh?
Yes.
Okay, Grandma's giving you a little shove in the back here.
Is it just my imagination, or do I keep running into her by accident? Or, I mean...
There's no such thing as accidents.
No, there's not.
No, there's not.
Invite her to coffee or something that feels fairly innocuous, Rocky, and I think she'll say yes.
Because she just walks by it, and it just by chance, and I said, oh, my God, I'd love to go up and talk to her.
Isn't she nice?
Grandma's being a bit of a yentl here. You better take her up on it.
She was quite the hardest working person I've ever met.
Mm.
And, I wish she could have been here to see me, because she really wanted...
She has seen you, dear.
Yeah.
She's around you.
She's keeping tabs on you.
Yeah, I think I had a relationship different from anyone else in the family with her.
Yeah, you understood each other.
Yeah, she really would have liked to see me make something of myself, and I haven't quite done it yet.
She's up there reading you the riot act. Stop saying that, okay? Saying that. If you say it one
she
more
loves
time,
you the
she's
way you are.
You.
Yeah.
And away we go.
Thanks for everything.
You're Thank welcome. You, Rocky. Bye. Let's go to Ken on a mobile. Hi there, Ken. Welcome to News Radio 620, KTAR.
Hi.
Hi there.
I met this woman online. In fact, I just moved to from Chicago.
Okay.
And I met this woman online, and I've established this relationship with her. And she's kind of long distance, and I'm kind of trying to figure out if it's going to be worth pursuing.
She back on the East Coast?
No, she's in New Zealand.
Well, she is real long distance.
That's
very long
far,
distance.
Right.
Yeah.
I've actually gone there to meet her, and things have worked out pretty well. But I guess I'm just trying to find out if it's going to be a long-term thing.
Well, it's got potential. It just depends how much willingness you have to make big changes, because I'm not so sure she's going to move here.
Right, and she's definitely not. And I'm actually going to migrate in January. I'm going to go to school. We've been putting some money into a business. And I guess I'm kind of, again, looking to find out what the future might hold for that.
I feel if you're willing to make some very big changes here, it could work out. But it's going to take a lot of faith on your part, because you're going to be giving up a lot of things that are familiar and comfortable.
Uh-huh.
And yet, she feels like a very wonderful woman.
There's almost two different cultures here, though.
Yeah. It's a big change. So you got to think about this long and hard if you're willing to do all that. If you are, the relationship would work. It would involve some real stick-to-itiveness, though,
right.
In business.
Right. All right, well, thanks.
And thank you for calling.
Bye now.
277-5827. Let's go to Charles. Hi there, Charles.
Well, hello. Nice to talk to you, Frank, and the two lovely ladies you have there with you.
Excellent.
Thank
How
you.
Can we help?
Well, I was wanting to find out if the particular lady I'm trying to get a relationship with, her name's Tamara, if it's the right one to go for, and if you see me getting any other job.
Okay.
Romance and finance again.
Let's go to romance first.
Okay. I feel good about her for you, Charles. I just think it's going to be
she's
a few more weeks.
You.
Yeah, is she away for a while? Because I don't know why I feel like there's a distance between you for about the next 6 to 8 weeks. Is she on some kind of trip, or is she going on a trip?
She's out in California at the time being. She could be coming back Monday.
There you go. Okay, well, there's going to be some back and forth in and out of town stuff over the next couple of months with her, maybe associated with the holidays. I don't know. But don't give up, and just keep being forthright with your feelings. Be true to your heart, and she'll appreciate that. She's had people try and pull the wool over her eyes too many times, so that's why she's testing you, I think, as Ann said.
Yeah,
well,
just a little bit.
She's had some abusive relationships.
Yeah, she might try to see if you're going to stick around here by pushing you a little bit, but hang in there with her.
Yeah. And the job situation, and I'll wait until, and I got one last one to ask before.
Very quickly, you're running out of time.
Is there any message from my grandparents on my mom's side, or my dad for my mom? My mom's name is Margaret.
Okay, so you're wanting a message from your dad for your mom.
Yeah, from a dad or from her father,
mm-hmm.
Mother.
The dad's coming in through the heart. Did he have heart or chest problems?
Yeah, he had heart, yes.
Okay, that's the dad. Let's see. Gosh, your poor mom's always worrying if she's good enough, isn't she? She's such a wonderful soul.
Oh, yeah.
Tell her that. Tell her she should stop worrying so much if she's doing enough for everybody else and to pay a little more attention to herself.
Okay.
That's his message for her.
Okay.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Linda in California. What part of California, Linda?
Hi, Cheryl and Ann and Frank. How are all of you tonight?
Excellent.
Good. I've been really busy, so this has kind of been on the back burner, but I'm sort of curious about if I'm going to meet a significant other, and if so, when.
I think so, but not until probably late spring is what I'm getting, maybe around April or May. This is a time of learning to be comfortable with being alone and being who you are.
Mm-hmm.
There's some exploration going on for you, Linda. Are you taking some classes right now, or have you been motivated to do that?
Yes, and that was my next question. I was wondering if my current spiritual studies was going to evolve into some type of career.
I think so. You're on the right path is what I'm getting.
Yeah, big thumbs up.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
Do you know when that might happen, the career?
You're going to be getting into it by early next summer, but you got to open your mouth.
Okay.
Okay, don't keep it a secret.
And should I go into the writing, or should I go into the psychometry or Reiki, or?
Go to what draws you. Go to what feels most natural first, and you're going to do a different grouping of modalities.
The writing's going to happen anyhow.
I feel
it's
writing.
Take a while.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to Mary in Casa Grande. Hi there, Mary. How can we help you?
Hi. I wanted to ask, last year my husband passed away, and do you feel or see him around me anywhere?
What's his name?
Bill.
Bill.
That's Bill.
There's been a Bill trying to come through here all night
long.
He's been waiting for you to get through. Yes, absolutely, he is around you, and
He wasn't too patient, was he?
No, that's all right. He really wanted you to get through. What's going on with your house right now? Are you living by yourself currently?
Yes, since he passed, yes.
Okay, dear. He's on about the weather stripping around the windows. Do you need to do something like that? He's still around the house giving you suggestions.
Oh, okay, yes.
Okay, he loves you very much.
Okay, and do you see a spirit guide for me?
I see an angel named Joshua of all craziness, yes.
Okay.
I think that's very significant.
And there's about, geez, she's got about five or six, actually. It seems Bill has rounded them up.
And they're stationed around your house. They're sending you love and protection day and night.
Oh, very good.
You got more help than you know what to do with.
I feel like you need it right now.
Put it to work.
Thanks for calling.
I am. Thank you.
Okay, Frank Baranowski, Mysteries Around Us. We'll be right back.
Just want me to fly into Florida in January. I wonder if that's going to come about. And also, do I have a guardian angel?
You got the guardian angel, honey.
Absolutely.
Sure that.
Absolutely. And, Gene, I think somebody is going to gift you with the money for this trip. It's somebody that you wouldn't even expect to help you with it. So I feel it's very positive.
Okay. Is my brother near me?
Tell me his first name only.
Don.
I get this head shaking up and down. Yes, yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
He likes to nag you a little bit. So when you have thoughts in your head that you just can't get rid of.
That's him.
Oh, good.
Okay?
He's okay, then.
Why, sure.
He's just fine.
He made it across.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's go to Barbara. Hi there, Barbara. Welcome to Mysteries Around Us.
Thank you very much. I'm just wondering, because I know you have just a little time, if you see any possibility of a local move.
Oh, yeah. Rather quickly, actually. Are you looking at the first half of next year?
Yes.
Good. Good. Don't hesitate. They're telling me to tell you not to chicken out.
Mm-hmm. And it feels to be east of where you're living right now, Barbara. Not by a lot, but a bit east, maybe 10, 20 miles most.
A bit east?
East of where you're living now, I believe so.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Let's go to Therese. Hi there. Welcome to Mysteries Around Us.
Oh, hi. I have a question about my son. He
yes.
wants to pursue a career in acting, and I wanted to know what you see as far as scholarship or financing for his education.
What's his first name, Grace?
John.
John, okay.
Is John a junior right now?
He's a senior.
He's a senior, okay. The acting bug must have bitten him in his junior year then, because I really feel like that's when it first became a strong, strong desire. It's been within him, but he didn't have the confidence. Did he have a role that pushed him into doing this last year?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, that was very good. It was great for him. It's pulled him out of himself, and I think you should really encourage him in this. And movement classes, fencing, dancing, that sort of thing will also add to his confidence. Scholarship-wise, there are things available, but the scholarship might be in a different field, is what I'm feeling.
Yeah, what I'm feeling, there's a bit of a feeling of starting somewhere and then getting some money later on to move to a better school. So I get two distinct schools.
Mm.
So if he can't get the scholarship he wants right up front, tell him to at least, you know, enroll in the act and get in a school now. But there's a scholarship later or some grant money. I can't tell. I'm not sure how it comes, but I get the sense he's going to start somewhere and then transfer to something a little better.
Okay. Well, great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You guys got a thing coming up again. Give me the information at Howard Johnson's next Saturday.
Right. It is Saturday, November 11th from 9 to 5. Howard Johnson's Express Inn, 4727 East Thomas Road.
And the
and
phone number.
The phone numbers to make your reservation are 602-956-5884 or Ann's number.
602-485-1078.
You know, we've only got about 50 seconds before we're over, and that wouldn't be enough time to get anybody else in. Diane and Bobby Joe, all the rest of them, I'm awfully sorry. We've just run out of time. But I'm so glad that you were with us for all this time. Hey, thank you both.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
How about the websites one more time?
www.lifeofspirit.com is Cheryl's website, and Ann's is
www.visionsofheaven.com. And don't forget, Cheryl is running psychic circles Wednesday nights if you missed your question
tonight.
And
don't forget Mysteries Around Us next weekend. Frank Baranowski, love you much. Good night. God bless.